Good morning, everybody. Sorry to interrupt all your conversations. It's lovely to see you all having such a lovely time. Just like to welcome you all here to our Palm Sunday service worship this morning. A very warm welcome to you all, and especially if there is anyone here for the first time, we're really pleased to see you. On each table, you've hopefully found a palm cross each. If there's anyone who hasn't got one, just wave your arms in the air and I'll find another one for you. And there are also Easter offering envelopes if you would like to contribute. This year, the theme of the offering is Education for All, Hope for All, which focuses on the right of every person to receive an education in Britain and in the wider world. If you haven't signed up for the Easter breakfast, there is still time to do so. Please see Roy Cobb after the service to add your name to the list. I'm sure everyone would like to join me in wishing Jane Heath a very happy birthday this morning. And also, we'd send our love and blessings to Beryl. I can't see Beryl now. To Beryl, who celebrates her very special birthday this week too. You are warmly invited to attend the Lent Reflections this Holy Week, which will be held here. Details have been in the newsletter and are also in the Easter card. If there is anyone who hasn't had those details, we can give you a card so you've got the times of all the services. Some are in the day and some are in the evening, so hopefully that gives everybody an opportunity to come and join in some of the Lent reflections, if not all. We shall be decorating the cross next Sunday, and as usual, it's a tradition for people to bring flowers from their gardens to decorate it, so please, we're encourage you all to do that if you're able to, and bring flowers so that we can make that cross a wonderful witness to stand outside our front door on Easter Day. Another reminder that following this service, there will be an extraordinary meeting of the Church Council, as there are a couple of urgent matters that need decision. So we'll be having that meeting immediately after this service. But before that, could I please appeal for any able, willing volunteers to assist with returning the church to its normal layout. So if we could get the church back to normal as soon as possible following worship before we have the church council meeting, that would be very helpful. Thank you. Right, and now to the reason, the real reason why we're here. As usual, there will be prayer under the stained glass window for anyone who wishes to receive prayer, to give thanks to God for a blessing to you, share a joy, or if there is something, a concern on your heart that you need to speak to God to, please do take this opportunity for prayer. And now our service this morning is Cafe Church, as you've probably all realised, as you're all sitting there ready, and will be led by our own minister, Jason Cook. And I'd just like to say a very short prayer before worship begins. Gracious and loving God, help us to welcome you into our hearts and to listen to your voice. Fill our hearts with your love and compassion and open our minds that we may recognize the needs of this world. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Here's this week's Lent liturgy, and it comes, as you can see, from Matthew 21, verses 6 to 11. And when I was talking to the very lovely Inga last week, I was reminded that it's useful for some people to know what version I'm reading from. So this is coming from the New International Version. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, and they asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Thanks be to God for his word.
Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Lord Jesus, the crowd shouted their hosannas. We too praise you because you are our King. Help us to persuade others to also acknowledge you as King. Lord Jesus, break the silence of your people and cause them to take to the streets again, proclaiming and demonstrating the joyful good news that you are King, and that you have made a way for us to know you and to love each other. Amen.
Make way for Christ the King in splendor rise. Fling wide the gates and welcome him into your lives. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way.
Good morning, church. You're looking beautiful this morning, church. It's really nice just to come into the worship area from prayers and just hear the buzz of conversation. Just want to reiterate that welcome that Linda so beautifully gave. If it's your first time with us or if you've not been with us for a while, we celebrate the fact that you're here today. You honour us by being here with us today, and we're just so glad that you are. We don't always have Cafe Church. Every couple of months or so we have Cafe Church, and the reason being that we find it really helpful that the church gets to talk to each other rather than just listen to me preach at you for 20, 30 minutes. We learn by conversation and exploring ideas with each other, which is why we every now and then we turn to Cafe Church. The only other thing that I'll say as I listen to the notices, yes, we have an extraordinary church council meeting after this service. I want to say, just in case you're like, oh, what on earth is that about? It's about all positive things. I think that's important to note, because if you hear, oh, you've got what are they doing that for? Is it, are things going belly up? No, it's the opposite, actually. Things are going really well. God is starting to move and do some really wonderful and beautiful things, and we just need to have a council meeting to enable that to continue to happen. So I want you to know that that's a positive meeting that we're holding today. We're going to sing our first song in a moment. You're welcome to stand or sit as you want. It's Palm Sunday. You're welcome to wave your palm crosses or palm branches if you so wish. There's a couple of songs later which that will work better for. And we're going to be singing Great is Thy Faithfulness. Today is Palm Sunday. It's the day that we remember Jesus' triumphant, and I use that word cautiously, triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Why are we going to start by singing Great is Thy Faithfulness? There's a Hebrew word used in the Old Testament. The word grace is a New Testament word. It doesn't exist in the Old Testament. But there's this Hebrew word in the Old Testament, chesed. Chesed. And it talks about God's love. And it often gets translated as steadfast love. The way I tend to think about it, it's concrete love. It's deep-rooted love. God's love for us will not change dependent on how we change towards him. Does that make sense? So God sets himself and his love for us, and he refuses to be moved despite what we do. And I think that chesed we see today as Jesus starts this entry into Jerusalem, and he knows what he's going there for. This day we celebrate God's faithfulness to us. So let us sing this first hymn together. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
Please be seated, church. And let us pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we do gather together to talk about you, recognizing that you are present at every table, that you're going to delight in the conversations that we have because we're going to be talking about you and how to follow you and how to make the world a better place through the strength that you give us. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here this morning. This is a morning where we praise you, God, and Jesus. We particularly think of you and this week ahead, what you went through for us because you set yourself for us. You chased us down and you lifted us up. You are the God who loves. You are the God who will not quit on us. You are beautiful, Jesus. This week, may we see your beauty. Just bless us as we gather here together. May we all leave here today touched and changed in some way and inspired to walk into Holy Week afresh and renewed and expectant of what you're going to do in and through us this week. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. So we're going to have our Bible reading today, which is similar reading from what we've already heard, but this time we're going to read it or hear it from the Gospel of Luke. Thank you.
And I'm reading this morning from the New English Bible. So it's Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. Jesus rides into Jerusalem. With that, Jesus went forward and began the ascent to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples with these instructions. Go to the village opposite. As you enter it, you will find tethered there a colt, which no one has yet ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks why you are untying it, say, our master needs it. The two went on their errand and found it as he had told them. And while they were untying the colt, its owners asked, why are you untying that colt? They answered, our master needs it. So they brought the colt to Jesus. Then they threw their cloaks on the colt for Jesus to mount, and they carpeted the road with them as he went on his way. And now, as he approached the descent from the Mount of Olives, the whole company of his disciples, in their joy, began to sing aloud the praises of God for all the great things they had seen. Blessings on him who comes as King in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, glory in highest heaven. Some Pharisees who were in the crowd said to him, Master, reprimand your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if my disciples keep silence, the stones will shout aloud. Thanks be to God for his word. Sorry, I'm not your pastor.
I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that reading. We'll come back to that in a little bit. Shall we sing again, church? Do you fancy singing some more songs? Shall we pick the energy up as well for a couple of songs? So we're going to sing two songs. I'm going to read from Psalm 118 in the middle of these two songs. So you can either stay standing at that point if you want, because there'll be another song kicking straight in after that, or straight-ish in, Mary? Hopefully, if technology serves us well. But we're going to stand together, and we're going to start by singing Praise is Rising. And then after those few verses of scripture, we're going to sing Cornerstone together.
Praise is rising, eyes on.
Some Bible verses from Psalm 118. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the feastal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love, his chesed, endures forever.
Trust the sweetest friend, but
with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne.
Please, please take your seats. So in a bit we'll start discussing around the table. But just to give you a bit of a pretext, I guess. I've always struggled a little bit with Palm Sunday. Let me explain. We celebrate on Palm Sunday. We wave our palm branches and all the rest of it. We recreate that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And in 7 days' time, we'll hopefully be back here or in another church celebrating God as we celebrate Resurrection Day. Amen? Amen. But there's going to be a heck of a lot that happens in between church. And sometimes I kind of feel that we're a bit premature on Palm Sunday. We don't, and especially, this is no criticism, but if you're in the habit on Holy Week of you come to church today, and the next time that you're going to be in church is next Sunday, you're going to miss all of that emotion and that hardship that Jesus went through. You're going to have the nice celebrations, but there's a heck of a lot of important stuff that happens in the middle. So let me use that to encourage you. We've got services every day this week. There's some reflection services Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday we'll meet here for communion on Maundy Thursday, the night in which so much happened to Jesus. And that's a really precious and important evening that we come together in worship and to render our hearts, quite honestly. On Friday we gather together as we sit in the hardship of the recognition of the reality of what Jesus went through for us. Saturday is that silent day. And then Sunday, we celebrate our resurrection through the resurrection of Jesus. So try not to miss out the week, church, if you can. But let's talk about Palm Sunday. If we were following from the book of John, This would have been the third of events that have happened very quickly. We would have seen Lazarus raised from the dead. Jesus called him out of the tomb and he came back alive. That is a sign of the Messiah. That's why we hear that there, because the Messiah, early in the book of John, where Jesus sends evidence that he is the Messiah to John the Baptist, he quotes, one of the things you'll see is people are raised from the dead. It's a sign that the Messiah has arrived. Then we're going to see Jesus anointed with oil. Do you know what? I've said it here before. Let's test your church. Do you know what the word Messiah means? It comes from the Hebrew word, the Messiah, and it means the anointed one. Do you know what Christ means? Yeah, Christos, very good, the Greek. But what's it mean? It's the very same thing, the anointed one. So whether we're saying Messiah, Old Testament, and Christ, New Testament, we're saying that Jesus is the anointed one. So we've just seen Jesus literally become the anointed one, and the next thing that's happening is he's walking into Jerusalem, the Psalms are being sung over him, and this is the triumphant entry to the king coming into Jerusalem. Back in 1 Samuel 8, Israel rejected God as their king, and they wanted a king like all the other nations. And God said, well, they're rejecting me. But one day, Jesus, God, did come into Jerusalem to become king. King of the whole world. And that is what we're celebrating. That Jesus has come to Jerusalem to be enthroned as king. But he will be enthroned by a crown of thorns being put on his head, a robe, purple robe tied around him. And he will be lifted up onto his throne, which is a cross. So much happening in these times. The reason that we've gone to the book of Luke today, it's the lectionary reading, which always helps, but the Gospel of Luke picks out something that the other Gospel writers don't pick out on Palm Sunday. There are two people in the crowd. You know this crowd that we celebrate? There are two different people in the crowd. There is the crowd itself, the people, if you like, who come and lay cloaks down. But there is a second group of people, and these group of people are the ones who actually shout the hosannas, and they are the multitude of disciples. Actually, Luke separates the crowd out into two people. You can either be somebody who lays a cloak down, or you can be somebody who gives praise. The ones who lay the cloaks down are not the disciples of Jesus. They're the ones who are hoping that the king is coming and he's going to look and do exactly what they want him to do. The king is going to conform to their expectations. They're the same ones who will be crying for Barabbas in a few days' time. They don't stay the course. And then we've got the ones who sing out the praises, the disciples. And they're the ones who are declaring and saying, Jesus is my king. So we want to be found as the ones in that crowd saying, Jesus is my king. That's what today is all about. But of course, it doesn't go too well. If we follow the disciples in these next 7 days, it doesn't go too well for them in 7 days' time. In 5 days' time, they're not going to be found at the foot of the cross because every single one of them would have fled. Peter is the last disciple to flee. And I find it really interesting when Peter follows Jesus, it says he follows him at a distance. Because it's not quite going as he expects. He's distanced himself from following Jesus. And this is what I want us to sit in this morning. The reality that in life sometimes we feel really close to Jesus. And in reality, at times, sometimes we have to recognize and admit that we've drifted a little bit away from Jesus. So we're going to look at this morning. But I want you to feel encouragement from the disciples. To be in the crowd that gives the praise and declares that Jesus is king, you don't have to be perfect. Otherwise, they wouldn't be included in that crowd. So don't think I'm not good enough to be think I'm close to Jesus. You don't have to be perfect, friends. You just have to say that Jesus is my king. That's it. End of. So we're going to look this morning at the questions on the table. One of the questions that you've got talks about holy habits. There's a really well-known book that came out a number of years ago about holy habits, and there's 10 holy habits. I've not told you what those holy habits are on purpose because I want you to figure out what they might be in your life. Does that make sense? So when you come to that question, it's not prescriptive. You can figure out what those holy habits should be for yourself. The aim is that after this service, you're going to walk away of here with something to reflect on and implement in Holy Week, a change that you're going to do every day in Holy Week to help you be close to Jesus next Sunday so that you'll be closer to him than you are today for every single one of us. And my final request as we come to these conversations is don't give the answers that you feel are the right answers. Give your honest reality answers that actually apply to your life. You know, you don't have to say, oh, well, you know I should fast more, if you're never, ever going to fast, or you have no inclination to fast, or something like that. Give something really real for your life that's going to work for you, because we want it to be meaty this morning, and something can really take away and is actually going to help you. So that requires another thing, that this be a safe place for you to be real. So there's no judgment at the tables. We're all sinners gathering together, trying to become more and more like Jesus, who is our King. That's our prayer for this morning. So it's a safe place to be broken. It's a safe place to be honest. And we just will support and pray for each other in that. Is that okay, church? Fabulous. Okay, so we're going to have 20 minutes to tackle these questions around the table. There should be somebody around the table who has been appointed just to help conversation flow. So over to you, and may God bless you and the Holy Spirit bless you as you talk. So friends, hopefully that has been a helpful exercise. You'll know where you're at on the table. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to start to transition, and you'll know the right point on your table, from the discussions to our prayers of intercession. And our prayers of intercession today will be done around the table. So we're all going to ask you to pray where you are together. Some people are comfortable with that. Some people are less comfortable. And some people are not comfortable at all in saying prayers out loud. So there's no pressure for you to do that. I would encourage you, because I always will, if you're one of those that are like, oh, I'd quite like to do it, but I'm not quite sure, have a go with praying with others, because it's a really helpful habit to have, I would say. But you'll know where you're at in the conversation. But so start to transition at the right time into praying together, into our prayers for the world, prayers for our community, our prayers with anything that's been spoken about around the table, and they'll be our prayers of intercession for that. And I'll give you 7 minutes or so for that. So start to just draw those to a close, friends. And so that we're together in our prayer, let's all say the prayer that Jesus taught us together. I forgot to ask it to be put on the slides, so that's my fault. So we're going to say the traditional form of the Lord's Prayer, because it's still the one that most people know best this morning. So let us pray the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. So we'll move to our final hymn that we're going to sing together again. Just as Linda said at the start of service, if you're not sure when the services are, please do take some of the cards that are in the coffee bar so you can have a reminder for yourselves as well. And just encourage you to come to church when you're able to this week, so that you can journey through Holy Week with Jesus. We're going to finish by singing together this great song that just declares, I think, much of what we've been speaking about this morning, as we declare, King of Kings, Majesty, Jesus, the name above all names. Loving God, Jesus, you walked into Jerusalem. You are the King of Kings, and nobody and nothing will ever be able to deny that, because it is the truth. Your name is higher than every other name. Jesus, we don't deserve your chesed, but still you give us your grace. So we thank you and praise you for that, and we pray, Holy Spirit, just walk us through Holy Week so that when those challenges comes, instead of fleeing, we'll learn from the disciples and we'll find the strength to remain and to abide in you now and always. Amen. Amen. Reminder, I do need to put the chairs and tables, or the chairs back as they were. We've got the Extraordinary Church Council. If you're part of the Church Council, probably in about 15, 20 minutes' time, if the tables are back and chairs by then. But be blessed, everybody. If you're a visitor, don't dare help us out, because you're our guest this morning. But yeah, great seeing you all, and may you have a great Holy Week.